Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me on this rainy Monday morning. Going to start the week off like this. Mother Nature, really. We'll take it, though. It'll be beautiful probably by the end of the day. But if you're getting out and about this morning, just please use caution. Don't follow so closely behind the person in front of you, and leave a little early if you can. All right, so in the studio this morning, I have from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, I have Randy Tift, right? He is the Chief Deputy, and also Angela Nundine, we call her Big Ange around here, I guess, from what I'm hearing, and Michelle Salzman, Representative Michelle Salzman. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hi, thank
super
you
Super fantastic,
us.
Super. Come on, get the energy. Listen.
Yeah, woo!
Where are you at, Ange? Where are you at?
We're excited to be here. Yeah, thank you so much.
It'll be like a concert. Like, let's try that again. How are we doing out there today?
All right. Doing well.
It's right, so funny. Ange got the most energy of anybody I've ever met besides me, second to me. And she answered, you welcome her to the show. And she's like, hi, thank you. And I'm like, wait a minute, where'd she go? Who took
welcome.
My friend?
Big Ange, welcome.
Oh, hey, Big Ange is in this house. Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah. All right. We haven't had our coffee yet this morning. But
actually, we have. Cheers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you brought it with you. Okay.
Some
cool.
of us have coffee. So we're here right. to talk about the SAFE Act. Sorry, I didn't mean
yes,
to
yes.
distract us.
Getting down to business here. Go to SantaRosaSheriff.org. Check out the SAFE program. This just came into law recently, right?
That's correct.
Yes. When was that? Last week, I think, or something? Or yeah. Okay.
Yep. Last week. It actually goes into effect in October.
Okay.
The governor signed it last week, and the effective date will be October.
Okay. All right, and this is all about communication between our community and our law enforcement, our first responders, even people who might be arriving on a scene just to help as a concerned citizen. This gives us a way to communicate better for people with special needs. So talk about this. What is the SAFE program? What does it do for us?
Well,
Big Ange, you're
Big
on.
Ange. The SAFE program and the SAFE Act are two different things. The SAFE program is a means for allowing better communication with our first responders and people with special needs. Somebody who has autism, somebody who has Down syndrome, somebody even with PTSD. And this way you could go online at the sheriff's office, fill out a form, and then they will know how to, our first responders will know how to respond appropriately. And that's fire, EMS, police, and the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. And that's the SAFE program. And the program just has a lot more details inside of the program. Now, the SAFE Act is similar but different.
Okay.
So I'm the mother of three handsome boys, and all three of my boys have autism. And in 2017, I got into a horrific car accident.
Oh, no.
I'm lucky to be alive, and so are they. They have limited verbal capabilities, so I am their voice. And it made me think, how would a first responder know how to help my children in event of an emergency? You know, they have limited verbal capabilities. And I thought, well, if you register your car, is there a way that we can, like, voluntarily say, like, oh, somebody in the car might not respond as expected? Mm. You know, I don't have the luxury of getting in my car and driving to the grocery store, a doctor's office, or a park. And thanks to Representative Salzman, we got that done. So now anybody, and it's not just special needs, yeah, so autism, mm-hmm. Down syndrome, anybody, but even somebody with an autoimmune disease, somebody who has PTSD, like, mm-hmm. we want everybody to sign up because, you know, our first responders don't know what they don't know.
Right.
You know, our law enforcement has to be all things to all people at all times. And if when they get out of the car, that is the most dangerous time for them, the first few seconds. Well, if they know, they could respond appropriately, right, Chief?
That's right.
Yeah.
So we thought...
Just any extra information on the scene, because there's not a lot of time to sit down and discuss everything and say, okay, who are you? That you don't know anything about their past, and especially in a traumatic situation, mm-hmm. People even without any disabilities will probably react a little abnormally.
Right.
So this just puts everybody, I would think, a little bit more at ease. As soon as I heard about this program on the morning show with Andrew, I was like, I'm in full support of this. Oh, I think this is a great idea, just a wonderful idea, really. So thank you. This is totally voluntary. Let's talk about that.
It's totally voluntary, and there's no names associated. So on October 1st is when it goes into effect, and I could go to the DMV, and I just click that button. And so now our first responder knows, or our law enforcement knows, like, okay, somebody in that car may not respond as expected. Mm-hmm. You know, and like certain characteristics of autism or somebody who is diabetic with low insulin, they can mimic somebody on narcotics. And now they'll know. And so that's really important to set our law. It's, you know, it's safety, not just for people with disabilities, but it's safety for our law enforcement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really bridging a gap. And it shows that we care about our most vulnerable in Florida, and that now we can go county to county. And
so you see this expanding outside of Santa Rosa, going maybe, all over the USA.
That's right. So the SAFE Act is for Florida. It's statewide. Mm-hmm. So that passed. And any person in Florida with a Florida registered vehicle can go to their DMV and register the word SAFE, S-A-F-E, which is an acronym that I don't remember what it stands
for. Safeguarding American Families Everywhere.
Safeguarding American Families Everywhere. See, they named it that because they knew they wanted it to go national. I remember telling Big Ange whenever we were getting ready to file the bill, I said, what if we name it this? She said, oh, no, it has to be this because we have to take this national. Everybody in America should be doing this. This is a huge win for first responders and, of course, the families of persons with disabilities, cognitive disabilities mostly, that you can't see whenever you walk up to the vehicle. But we went back and forth on this. Did we want to just register on the on the driver's license and not the license plate? I mean, it was a lot of work to get this bill across the finish line. And this is the first year that it's ever been introduced, and we passed it. Unprecedented. I mean, normally it takes 5 to 10 years to pass a bill like this, but we did it the first try. And I can't say it's because I'm super smart or whatever. I'm just a vessel. I tell people that all the time. It's Big Ange, it's Sheriff Bob Johnson and his team just going up there and plowing through the halls of Tallahassee, really advocating for this need. If the sheriff of the county wants it, then that tells you that it must be important. I mean, they don't go up there very often for things. They're very minimal in their requests with the legislature. So I knew that it was important to him. It was certainly important to Big Ange, who is a huge advocate for the persons with disabilities in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, Emerald Coast, really. So we pushed through and we got it done. Next stop is to take it to the National Sheriff's Association and some national lawmaker associations and see if we can't get this in other states across the nation.
Do you anticipate any legislative drawbacks or difficulties with this, getting it passed?
The way that we wrote it, it created a nice guide path for other people to utilize because we took out some of the components we had in there. We fought very hard with certain advocacy groups that don't like registries, that don't like this. You know, they don't want to put their name in a box or name. They don't want you to see their name as disabled when you pull up X, Y, or Z. So it was a lot of work going back and forth with everybody to get to this sweet spot. And we are confident that other states, it'll be a breeze. Just putting the word SAFE on the title. Right. It doesn't say Michelle Salzman. It doesn't say Big Ange. It says S-A-F-E. And all that says is somebody could potentially be in that vehicle. It doesn't label the dependent. It doesn't label the driver. It just gives you that extra tool in the toolbox as a first responder when you're walking up to that vehicle.
Right.
So I don't foresee a lot of issue. The only thing that we will have to overcome is just getting the word out there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not about R's and D's and I's. It's about our children and our families. All right. So in the studio this morning from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, I've got Randy Tiff, the chief deputy, also Michelle Salzman and Angela Nundine. We call her Big Ange, talking about the SAFE Act and the SAFE program from Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. And if you have any questions, 437-1620, you can call or text the show if you have any questions. We're going to talk more about this when we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniform professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
The number one goal at Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is safety. If you're one of their customers in Gulf Breeze or Pensacola Beach, here are three ways to detect. Smell, sight, sound. If you smell a rotten egg odor, see dead vegetation, or hear a hissing sound, call them immediately at 850-934-5108. You can also visit their website, gulfbreezenaturalgas.com, and click the safety page to learn more about natural gas safety. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We've got a handy-dandy little phone app you can download, or you can check us out at newsradio923.com. I've got Michelle Salzman in the studio, also Angela Nundine, and Randy Tift, the Chief Deputy Officer for Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, I was talking to you on the break about personal stories that you might have to help put a little bit of context to what you guys go through on a daily basis, and how the especially the decals through this program, the SAFE Act, is going to help you. So on a daily basis, what could you encounter where these decals and this program could actually change how you operate in a situation?
First off, we had a couple incidents in our counties where deputies responded to calls for service, either via vehicle. One specific was down in Gulf Breeze, where a deputy showed up in a parking lot, and there was a young man that was trying to avoid the deputy and kept running around the car. The deputy wasn't sure what was going on. Got out of the vehicle, tried to make contact with him. Somebody had called that young child, that young kid, it was a teenage boy, had called him in as trying to break in cars when he actually wasn't. He was waiting on his mom. He was trying to make contact with the young man, and he was maneuvering around a car, hiding from the deputy. Luckily, another deputy responded with him. And when that deputy got out, recognized the young man and said, just back off, hold on a minute. Wow. He has autism. I'm aware of him. I've dealt with him in the past. They were able to calm the situation. That deputy, first responding deputy, he had no idea.
No idea.
And that's kind of where the SAFE program in our county was born at, is letting deputies know as much information as they possibly can when they respond to an emergency. One way we did that was registering and people, and we had a lot of people registered right off the bat. The push from that came from Emerald Coast Exceptional Families, though, and Aunt Big Ange. When she got on board and Emerald Coast Exceptional Families got behind it, they pushed it, they advertised it. That sticker is not just for law enforcement. That sticker is for EMS, for fire. It goes on the back window, back driver's side window, to tell any first responder if they, it's at a car accident and EMS shows up or fire, hey, there's somebody in here that may not be able to help themselves get out. They may be blind. They may be deaf. There may be all kinds of different things going on when they're not going to respond. Same thing goes at the home. That sticker goes on the front near the front door. When EMS fire shows up, hey, we've got to really search well in here because somebody may not have the ability to get out of the house.
Right.
They may be disabled. They may have PTSD and have an episode active going on that they're hiding from it. So it tells all first responders, and that's what this is about. Our job is to protect the public and do everything we can to make sure our public is safe. And this gives us an upper hand. This gives us a little bit more information. And a spinoff to that was the SAFE Act. That was making it statewide. And that push came from Big Ange, Sheriff Johnson, and Major Doug Bringmans. They're the ones, and Michelle Salzman went up to there. Big Ange and the sheriff and Major Bringmans went office to office to office and hit everybody in the Senate, in the House, trying to explain what it was, because like Representative Salzman said, there was a lot of misunderstandings, and there was activist groups that were concerned for their groups of people that they didn't want labeled. They didn't want them on a list somewhere.
Right.
So it was dialogue. It was explaining that, changing it to make everybody happy, every organization get what they wanted out of it. And I think it went unanimous, on every single hearing that it went through. And that was because of communication. That was explaining what this was about. So this is one more step to make the citizens of this state safe, but also all of our first responders safer.
And you said earlier, Ms. Salzman, about how you went back and forth on whether you were going to do a decal to display or whether it was going to be just a license registration thing. So let's talk about that, the importance of seeing that decal.
So for us, we were just trying to decide how would we label it and where would the label go and what would the label even say? You know, this has never been done in America. This is the first time we have been able to do anything like this in the United States, providing some sort of recognition on the title or driver's license itself for persons with disabilities. We talked about doing the driver's license because if you go to somebody's house and you pull up their ID, oh, who lives here? And it would be attached there. But Big Ange and a lot of the advocates and her team were really adamant that it needed to be on the vehicle because their biggest concern is when they leave the house, not when they're at home. So, which makes sense to me, you know. I'm just the vessel, so I was like, okay, then we'll do it that way. Because the pushback came, well, it's hard to put something on a registration like that. It will require extra forms and doctors this and this. Right. I mean, it was just all these excuses of why putting it on the vehicle would be a hard thing to do. But it actually isn't that hard. There's already a doctor's form that's filled out to take to the DMV for other instances, for like if you were getting a handicap decal. So this is just another little checkbox you would say, I would like the word safe on my vehicle registration. And so SAFE, it's as easy it can be. And I think that it gives a good connotation whenever you pull it. Oh, safe. All right. So it's not a negative word.
Right.
Like, look out. You know, safe makes everybody feel like, okay, welcoming. All right. So it's a good word. I love the acronym. I didn't come up with any of this stuff though.
Right.
That's what they've been doing news interviews for a little over a week now, and they're like, "Where are you at?" And I'm like, "You know, I was just the vessel. You guys, they literally wrote the legislation before they gave it to me. They did all the work. The sheriff came to Tallahassee numerous times, literally himself, door to door. If somebody like a senator, mostly it was on the Senate side, the House, we had it pretty locked in because our incoming Speaker of the House put his name on the bill. He has a brother with a permanent disability, so he's very close to that world, and so he advocates for that. So it was easy on our side, but on the Senate side, the sheriff would be in the hallway. He's like, "Okay, who's this person's sheriff?" So then he's calling a sheriff of a Orange County or wherever, saying, "Hey, I need you to call your senators and your reps and say, I need you to support this legislation. It's my bill, and it's good for the people."
Mm. It's amazing when a grassroots effort like this just takes fire like that. All right, we got to get to another quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more on the SAFE program and the SAFE Act here in Santa Rosa County and soon to be the whole United States. We'll be right back with Pensacola News Radio Pensacola, Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with Cinemas in the Sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All right, we've got about less than a minute left. Angela Nundine, Big Ange, tell us about, real quick, where people can go to get more information about the SAFE Act and the SAFE program.
So you can go to Emerald Coast ExceptionalFamilies.org. We're a nonprofit that supports special needs families through fun family events and education. You could also go to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office website. Our PIO is Jillian Durkin. She can help as well. We're a team, and we're just really excited to launch this. And, you know, we want everybody to remember October 1st. That is when they can sign up for the SAFE Act at their local DMV. And thank you so much for having us here. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I love having information like this on the show, keeping everybody safe, especially our first responders and law enforcement. Michelle Salzman, Angela Nundine, and Chief Deputy Randy Tift from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Go online to, it was the Santa Rosa, let's see here, SantaRosaSheriff.org, and click on the SAFE program. And then what was the other website for Exceptional Families?
Emerald Coast ExceptionalFamilies.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.